WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 2nd, and you've tuned into Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, where we've been helping people live healthier lives since 1979. You can also catch this show a few days later on all podcast platforms. Each week, we uncover the healing power of nutrition and lifestyle, sharing practical wisdom that can help you and your family live longer, stronger, and better. And joining me is my co-host and friend, the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Thank you, Ed Jones. I appreciate that.
And ask me how I am.
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, everybody. Hold on. I just want to sit here and hit me out of nowhere. Hey, Ed.
Yes.
How you doing, man?
I'm a B on a report card of A to F. I'm not an A. Okay. Sometimes you just can't be A's all the time, and we don't need to be. It's okay to be a C. But I'm a B, and I will be heading out and having a glass of tequila in short time,
Ed,
and I will turn to an A minus.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing, Clinton?
On a scale of A to F, I'm a tangerine. That means as much to everybody as what you did. No one knows how you're going to answer those.
You are an apple peel.
I am the apple peels.
Apple peels
are fantastic, by the way, but go ahead.
All right.
I know we have a short segment because we have great guests.
We have two great guests. Dr. Kurt Deering's going to talk about actually two nutrients that might actually cause harm in excess. I love the fact that we can be honest even when it isn't selling us products. And two is Hope Williams from Summit Physical Therapy. Fantastic about this test called VO2 Max that I did. We're going to talk about why you may want to consider that. Yeah. Really quickly, we're doing a gut check at Nutrition World November 16th from 9 to 3:30 with Laura DeWitt. She's fantastic to come talk to about your IBS, your pains, your constipation, your diarrhea, not treating medical conditions, but she's empowering people to get healthier in this arena. She's done it for years and years, and she'll be having a lecture that night at 5:30 p.m. on gut health, and then the blood drive will be November 29th from 2:30 to 5:30. Now, I talk about seed oils a lot on
every platform,
and there's an app called Seed Oil Scout. That app I check every month to see if there's anybody new in Chattanooga who is on board with limiting seed oils. Seed oils, canola, vegetable, sunflower, safflower. All these are vegetable oils that are very toxic to the endothelial lining, which means that when that's irritated, you are going to increase cardiovascular death. Cardiovascular death is the number one death of all of us in this country and also in the world. So something's going wrong because with the amount of statins out there, if cholesterol was the truest issue, we would not be having these numbers. Well, Acropolis is on the good list, not for everything. You have to sometimes ask. Sidetrack Restaurant, love that. It is also, if you ask them, they'll cook anything in non-seed oils.
Yeah, I love that place.
Doc Holidays. It's a wonderful old place up by Highland Plaza. Kim and I go up there and eat, and they make just basic bar food, but they use all tallow and no seed oils. Great little atmosphere. I wouldn't take my young children up there, and the one restaurant I have not been to, my daughter has and son-in-law, is called Zaya, Z-A-Y-A. I've never seen on the app. They list this. All dishes are seed oil free, which is pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing
to do that.
Nigga, yeah.
Yep. That was quick.
Oh, we're already done with your bits of wisdom?
Yeah, I've got some more wisdom at the end.
You got some more bits? Okay, cool.
The tail end of this. So stay with us. Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live strong and to live well.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Real estate investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell. Together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7+ years. And again, today is no exception. So let's dive back in. You know, if you watch much of Nutrition World's social media content, which we're very blessed to have great staff members who make it incredible. In fact, I just heard from Cody that we had 3 million views on one single video that we did just a matter of a few weeks ago. And that's, you know, that's pretty darn good for a local yokel like ourselves. But the this content will continue to inform people. But if you saw about maybe 3 months ago, me wearing a mask on a bicycle, I was at Summit Physical Therapy and I was doing some very significant testing for VO2 max and how the body processes energy as far as carbohydrates, fats, and fuel from the foods. And I was very honored to be able to do that. It was a new service. And today we have Hope Williams, the wellness coordinator at Summit, with us on Vital Health Radio. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
You did an outstanding job because I was on the verge of collapse at the last 2 minutes, and you were very calm and motivating, and it was a pretty tough deal. And I want to tell people, again, I've repeated this on many occasions, I listen to a lot of people. I try to learn from those who I know a lot more than I do. And Dr. Peter Attia, who wrote the book Outlive, I really value most of what he says. I think he's got a little bit too much loyalty to the pharmaceutical industry as far as loving drugs. But other than that, he is a walking encyclopedia. And he says the two metrics for longevity, number one is VO2 max and number two, strength. But VO2 max is the, well, I'm going to let you explain what that is. That's why I wanted it tested, because if Dr. Atiya says that that's more important than even blood pressure, sugar, and other things, Ed Jones wants to know about it. Now, tell people, what is VO2 max?
Yes, and I'm very happy to hear that the test went really well for you. You did an excellent job. I do want to give you kudos to your testing.
You hear that, don't you, Clint? Yes.
You don't have to give him props. It's okay.
I promise.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
VO2 max is the max amount of oxygen your body is able to absorb. And from those testings, we are able to, like you said, know how your body processes energy. So metabolic testing, just to kind of continue on that conversation, is how well your body is able to burn the calories at rest and also active. That's what we test.
Perfect. And to do that test is not like you're just sitting here breathing. Mm-hmm. We have to put the body under stress.
Yes.
Kind of like a stress test on a treadmill. I mean, you have to, for a cardiologist, they're going to have to push the body, because at rest, it seems all normal. But when you ask it to do extracurricular activities, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Exactly.
And well, first off, before you talk about my results, and this is in no way, Clint, bragging, okay? I wish I had your numbers so we could compare, but we don't.
You know what? I'll come in and do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go do it.
Please come by.
I will make sure that
I don't mind. I don't mind. Okay. That'd be a good starting point for me.
That would be wonderful radio content.
I have no ego on this. I'll go in. Give me a couple months to get back into boxing, but I'm just kidding.
Let's see what you can do.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll start off a starting point and then come back to it.
Exactly. Exactly. Good point of view.
Well, what it did for me, before you talk about my numbers, is you inform me of where I needed to focus more to get to my next level.
Exactly.
And one of those was flexibility. Mm-hmm. And you were informing me that a 10-second stretch really doesn't do a whole lot. Mm-hmm. The tendons and ligaments don't really benefit until it's a 25 to 30 seconds. Exactly. That has been a game changer for me. I am now stretching for at least 4 days a week, 5 days a week, but I'm holding it, which is absolutely miserable for me. I can lift weights like crazy. I love being in the gym. I hate stretching.
Yeah.
But it is vitally important at, you know, 68 or any age, really. Mm-hmm. So that was a game changer. Secondly, is you told me about how I'm burning my macros, my fats, my protein, and my carbs. Pretty insignificant information. And then lastly, about what should I do as far as how do I train for increasing my VO2 max? And one of the tips was, you think that once a week I need to do long, slow walking, and I never do that. I was into the HIT, the high intensity training, where I'll do 1 to 2 minutes walking, 1 to 2 minutes wide open, back and forth, really. And that helps. It's wonderful. I need it. But I also need that other stuff, because I can tell that I'm not where I used to be. So let's talk. Let's do something that I really love, which is talk about me.
I love it. So just to honestly pull back, and we'll go through each one of those top three recommendations that I did give you on that day. The top three that we like to test, as in, like, if you want to put yourself in a bracket or a category for why are you here to take the VO2 max: longevity, performance, or weight loss.
Love
if you fit in any of those three categories, this is a test for you. So let's just talk about each one and kind of understand, like, what do I mean by that? Longevity is very much, let's figure out what your body is doing at rest, or even add in a sub max, as in see what you can do at rest. And also, if we put you in a high intensity performance, and what you're doing, is that enough for you to sustain and continue to have a fulfilling life? As in, are we able to still add life to your years? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what we do with longevity is we're also able to find out your biological age. So your chronological age is what you are right now. And then after the test, we can see what your body is doing. Are you actually performing at a 45-year-old, or are you really putting yourself into 58? You know what I mean? Are you 58 with the activities that you're doing right now? So that is very much the component for our longevity. For performance, we look at it more so for athletes. So if you are not able to hit your PR, or you're just not able to get to that max amount, like, I really wanted to be in this level, but I'm still not able to get there, you could be overtraining, you could be undertraining, you may not be eating enough for your fuel, mm-hmm. or you could be storing the fat. This goes into all of those different type of components through the biomarkers that we test.
I want to interrupt real quick. I know Julia from Nutrition World has also done this test. Mm-hmm. And one of the bigger bullet points for her that she was really explaining to me was the fact you told her she just isn't eating enough calories.
Mm-hmm. She's right. overtraining is what she's
and
doing.
Overtraining. Those two things. Yeah. And when you overtrain without enough calories, mm-hmm. it usually means not enough protein too, but that's devastating.
I don't want to get mm-hmm. to keep going through this, but at some point in time before you get to those numbers, if you come in for this, can you say I'm coming in for this one thing?
Absolutely.
Does that change how the test is then performed? I mean, or does that just change what you're looking for after the test is consistent?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. But it evaluated on what your expectations
exactly.
are.
Exactly. The test does not change. I just know specifically what to give you for what you were asking
for. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then the last component is weight loss. So if someone comes in and they're saying, I just can't get it off of me. I've been working out 5 days a week and the weight is still there. I still have the tummy, whatever the case may be. It could be that you're still storing that fat. So it could be that you're overtraining to the point that our body is not on that cellular level understanding what we're doing and it's doing too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So on top of the VO2 max testing, we also offer services at our Hixson clinic. We call it the Wellness Hub right now, where we have the red light therapy bed, the infrared sauna, and also the recovery zone. And those are really great components as well with the test that you give. We can help you with your results. Mm. So whatever it is that you are trying to get.
Real quick, what's the recovery zone?
So it's a room and we have the compression boots, a sensei and percussion tools. Yeah. Sensei is a vagus nerve stimulation. So,
Okay.
So helping to regulate your nervous system. Because a lot of times too, a lot of the high stress, the cortisol, all of those different components could also be your hindering factor as why you can't lose that weight.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Vagus nerve is not spoken a whole lot in regard to practitioners. I think it's a very vital component of quality life.
Agreed.
When the vagus nerve, which controls so much of our autonomic nervous system, and when it's and many things can cause it to not be as functional as or optimal. And there's a lot of therapies that may help that. So I love to hear that. So let's talk about me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we're moving on.
Enough about you. Let's
talk
about
the general. Yeah. Let's get to it. So with your tests, we went through two different tests for Ed. So when you come in order for us to get those results, we need a rest and an active test. The rest test was 10 minutes, just sitting in a chair, breathing. We track what you do at rest. The second test was then his VO2 max, where we did a warm up. We went to his VO2 max, as in he went until he was ready to come back down into a 2 minute cool down.
And that was on a stationary bike.
Yes. Sir.
And how long does that take? Or is that dependent on your health?
That
your
depends
conditioning?
On you. Exactly. Okay, gotcha. So about 10 to 12 minutes typically, though. So we'll start with your rest test.
And you can just hit the highlights now. We don't need to go.
I got you. Okay. I won't go through each and every
and
one.
And only the good stuff, too. No bad stuff.
Exactly. So in your rest test, I will say, I'm going to go through the good as well, because honestly, you have to give kudos to the things that you are doing properly. So your parasympathetic, sympathetic activation, so how well you were able to regulate your nervous system at rest, it was at a 67%, which is pretty good.
Okay.
You want to keep yourself in the good area, good region for most of these tests, good to excellent. So it wasn't one of my top three for you to work on, because you do a pretty good job at regulating.
And when I talk about autonomic nervous system, I kind of use the analogy of the brake and the accelerator pedal on a car. And when we work hard, we're pushing that pedal to the floor to make things happen. But then we have to have the balancing factor of the relaxation part, or else we get stuck in the on mode and lots of bad things happen. Now, I have an Aura ring, which reads my HRV, heart rate variability, which tends to tell me when my autonomic is really in worse shape, but it helps to make me accountable. Okay, go
absolutely.
Ahead.
And that's great. That's a great segue into the next portions as well, which we go in from the brain, we go now into the lungs and into the heart. So your lungs, ventilation efficiency was how well you're able to absorb oxygen and clear carbon dioxide. You did a 79%. That's really great.
Wow. And so, you know, the thing is, I knew this test was coming, and I've been I give 100% in the gym on weights.
Yeah.
And I probably have given 40% to maybe no more than 50 on cardio until Julia told me about this test. So I had spent about 12 weeks finally going from, I think, a D plus to at least maybe a B minus, no higher than that.
Right.
So I was pleased to hear that.
And number. You were able to see, was that effective? What you're doing now, is that applying to your body now?
So I guarantee you, if you had tested me 12 weeks before, it would have been far, far less.
You would have saw something different. Yeah. So then going into your heart rate variability, so how well does your heart stay in rhythm for that 10-minute period? It was at a 59%. So it was a little bit on that lower side. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of jump ahead to the next test in the active test, I also test your heart rate variability from rest and then to active.
Okay.
And you had a pretty poor circulation as well.
There you go, Clint. I got poor.
Okay. What's the number that goes with that? Because mine measures it every night. I'm curious. Is that a number or do you measure it by percentile? Like
on this specific test, it gives me percentile.
Okay, cool,
but when he was doing the test, I can actually see
the number.
What he was doing during the test. But overall, it gives me a percentage, right?
Okay.
So that's a great question, actually. A good understanding of how the test works. When you're doing the test, what I'm looking at on my screen is I can see how well you're switching between fats and carbs at rest and while you're active. So your metabolic flexibility, I was able to see the heart rate. So how well his heart rate was able to stay regular throughout the entire test, breath frequency. So how many breaths he took in 1 minute. Last one was tidal volume, which is the exhale gases. Was he able to fully exhale the gases, whether it was the carbon dioxide or oxygen?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my R-ring always, my number one worst number is HRV.
Mine is too. That's what I was asking.
Okay.
Oh, mine's terrible.
Well,
aging,
you need to
come
take this test.
Aging devastates the HRV in most people.
Yeah.
And one reason is the lack of quality sleep.
Yep.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Or it could be, are you not able to give your heart a chance to catch up?
Yeah.
So which is one of the things that we said to work on, which was when you are doing cardio, take a moment to do cardio that's just maintaining the specific heart rate, you know, and not always trying to go for a walk or go for a run. And I have to keep going. I got to get faster. Mm. I have to hit this PR, constantly trying to get to some achievement.
Right.
Instead of maintaining at a specific
level.
I'm
always about achievement.
Yeah. And we love that. We're not trying to change it, but we do need to train our body to learn how to adjust and stay at this neutral plane as well.
Love it.
Yeah. And which will help with fat burning as well.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of storing it, your body's just like, okay, we have a rhythm. Okay, we went to go sit down and I continued the rhythm.
Well, one thing I do remember well about some of the positive on the test of how I burn protein, fats, and carbs, I felt like I was very happy with the percentages that you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I have certainly, if people listen, I have a very exacting macro diet of 60 to 70 carbs Monday through Friday, maybe till Saturday at noon.
Yep.
Then I'll have about 150 to 200 on Saturday night and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I stick with that religiously, and I think that has helped teach the body how to burn effectively. And also, my number one bumper sticker slogan is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight if you're a lifter like I am.
Yes. And he has fun Saturdays from 4:30 to 7:32.
Yeah.
And he schedules it, so that's when he has
you know that.
Yeah, I just know your schedule.
Yeah, I know you do.
It's, that's 2 hours and 21 minutes of fun each week. Outside of that,
For 68-year-old man.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it for a 58-year-old man. I'm giving you props, and I got to give you a little crap.
But that is very adamant to what the test does. It's very curated to you. It's what you need for you to feel the fuel that you need for the day, and also not to feel too much of a sluggish feeling either. You know,
go ahead.
I was just going to ask, when people come in, is this could it be like we were kind of making fun of me, which is cool. But if you wanted to say, okay, I want to take it up front, then I want to do 3 months of training, and I want to come back and take it
That's
again.
Exactly what I would recommend.
What's the cost for that? And is there a program in between, or do you just give them the test and go about yourself and come back? What's that process before you finish talking about all Ed's great numbers?
So how the process goes is it is a $250 test, right?
Yeah.
And you come in, you take both tests. You do the rest and the active right there. It takes about an hour total. After that, it takes about 24 hours for the results to come in, and you just schedule that with me. You come back, and I go through the results with you. So you don't have to get all of this information and say, what do I do? I'm not even sure what I'm looking at. So we sit there, we go through it. That's about another hour as well with me, and we go through each process.
And you were absolutely incredible how well you explained it. And I'm still remembering the things you told me.
Very well.
And the thing was, when Adam worked for me at Nutrition World, who's been on this show many times, mm-hmm. we talked about where can I go get a VO2 max? Mm-hmm. Where can we go get a VO2? It wasn't easy. And then when you open that clinic, it's like, wow, here we go.
Do you give mm-hmm. them, though, a plan? Is there something they're supposed to do with you? Or mm-hmm. can they just take that and go hide and weigh and work on it themselves?
Right. They can. There is a plan of care that I give myself, as in I'll create the top three that I would recommend for you to work on. Because like I said, it's a lot of information and it'll tell you all these different numbers to work on and change. And things of that nature. And that can be a little overwhelming for anyone. Mm-hmm. So I pick the top three and I go through that in depth with you. What? On top of that, you also get an app that they will have you download mm-hmm. and everything that we just did, all of the information is all programmed there. So he has access to everything that I have access
First
to.
First class stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, before we run out of time, talk about how good I burn fats and carbs and protein.
Oh, I love it. He did a very, very excellent job. Hold on. I can give you the highs on both rest and active. Mm-hmm. Did a very great job. 70% of burning fat, as in he does not store the fat, he burns it.
Smoking it. Mm-hmm.
Do you have this? I wouldn't take credit for this question as we're running out of time, but it's not mine. It's from someone else in the room that has his mic turned off.
Got it.
Do you have CPR there in case Ed's cardio goes out?
We do.
Okay, did.
We're all certified. We're all trained. I love it.
I'm a fat burner.
He's a fat burner.
There we
you
go.
Don't start.
I'm not. Well,
tell people if they want and they're excited and they should be. Mm-hmm. Again, longevity is more my focus and then performance is number two. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a fat burner, I don't need the weight thing, Clint.
Yeah, no, you're good, man.
I'm very good. I have a 4-pack right now. So how do people learn more about it? Mm-hmm. How do they schedule appointments? Mm-hmm. Tell them.
So you can easily schedule by going to our website, summitphysicaltherapy.com. And there is a wellness hub that you can click on. If you scroll down to the bottom, you can see the pricing for each of the services that we offer, as well as able to book now. You can click it, a date, a time, schedule yourself.
My buddies that I work with, the pro boxers that I box through, I bet they should come down and take this to get ready for fights. I bet it would really help their performance.
Well, especially if I was on the league of that, I want to know,
Do I have room
for improvement?
Mm-hmm. That's it right there.
Because if I think I'm already at the top, I don't really know for sure, but I think I am. I don't think I can get better. But if I see that I'm at 87%, I know I got room.
Exactly. Like you said, the recovery capacity, you need to stretch longer. You know that's going to improve your ability to do honestly everything.
It already has.
Yeah, right.
So if nothing else came from it, that was a blessing for me. And I love Summit Physical Therapy. Y'all have been great partners to us. In fact, I'd have to look back. I probably did 90 sessions with Summit. I did a pre-hip replacement for 30 or 40 to try to think I could not have to do the hip replacement, but it was already gone. I just wasted away. Then afterwards, I came back and I was back to work within 8 to 9 days, back in the gym by day 10.
Very nice.
And a lot of that was partially my nutrition. The other part was Summit Physical Therapy.
Very nice.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us on Vital Health Radio today. That was good, wasn't it, Clint?
It was great. Fantastic. Good job.
When are you gonna go online and make that appointment?
I'll just do it with it before she leaves. I'll set it up. I'll do it before and after.
Okay.
I don't mind a bit. I've been in shape and been out of shape. I got no problems. I know how to get back in shape. I ain't scared of it.
All right. This is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health. More, and more after the break.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host, Clint Powell. And together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7-plus years. And today is no exception. So let's dive back in, because we have Dr. Kurt Dehring, the clinical pharmacist that is on staff at Nutrition World.
Loving every minute of it.
I don't get to say much because Kurt's got all this data and information. I just want to clarify, of the 7-plus years, I've been good for 3 of them.
Has it been 3?
It's been close to 3. It's 2.5-ish, something like that. I'm just saying I've not been part of the Vital Health Radio legacy as long as you.
Well, it won't be long. It'll be you'll be at the 50% mark, and it is. A lot of things in life happen kind of on a whim. Mm. You just see somebody, you got a thought in your head, or someone else does, and that's the way it happened.
I'll give it to Kurt and you to talk, but people don't know, but this all, you being part of this program, started with me and Sean Whitfield having breakfast at Wally's. He knew Dr. Green. He said he was looking for somebody that had the holistic side. He had heard your name, but didn't really know you. I'm like, you ought to meet my friend Ed. He met you. You talked to Dr. Green. Chemistry was there from the get-go.
Awesome.
And y'all been doing history, have made history ever since. But I think you're here to talk about something more important than Clint being part of this show.
I think you're right. Well, you're really way down the list.
I'm astute. Okay?
Really pick up quick.
That's what I've been called a bunch, man. That dude is astute.
So we, Dr. Kurt and myself, certainly myself, I've done video on Tylenol. We're not going to do a long thing today on it, but we got to bring it up again. And interesting little comment questions on kidney health. How do we help our kidneys to be optimally healthy? And Dr. Kurt spent some time looking into that subject. So what you got to say today?
Well, I am going to start out talking about Tylenol. They are being sued now based on the information that's out there. The makers of it are being sued for withholding information about the link between autism and the risks there with when you're pregnant.
I will say, not in defense of them, just because you're sued does not mean you're guilty.
Well, that's true. That's true. Also, I recently, ICANN is a group I'm associated with called, it stands for Informed Consent Action Network. And so they're really on the, if just the best way to describe them is MAHA. I mean, these guys are the formation of MAHA. They're a big part of it. They've been right in there with Kennedy since the beginning. They've been on the side of wanting informed consent with vaccines from the beginning. But anyway, they've are petitioning the FDA to put a warning label on Tylenol or acetaminophen products, and I signed that. And quickly, the maker of Tylenol, which used to be McNeil, but now is called Kenvue. The company's called Kenvue. I don't know much about them. Kenvue has had a 41-page defensive response to that, making no claims. The way they word it is such that they can be able to say that they do not believe there's proof of a causal relationship. Well, yeah, anyway, that's a way of wording it in such a way. But anyway, I signed it and put my two cents in there. I just wanted them to say, while you're at it, go ahead and put a warning in there that you don't have a fully functioning liver until you're about 3 years old. So let's put a warning in there about using these things in children less than three and making sure we're not using up their glutathione, and we've talked about that before.
And when glutathione is used up, it means the body's defenses against toxicities are greatly diminished. That's one reason glutathione is found in emergency rooms due to Tylenol poisoning, because when you take way too much, it completely devastates your glutathione levels, and it can be replaced temporarily with supplements or IVs. And so we need this naturally to help prevent all the damages from the diesel fumes you smell to the soaps and the chemicals that we have to really can't run from in this society.
Exactly. And it's N-acetylcysteine, NAC, NAC, I call it. Is the precursor to glutathione, so it's the best way to get it into the body.
That's what Clint takes all the time. We just talked to Clint. Just
said, if I'm feeling sick, 100% my chest,
good for brain health, lung health, and of course the major detoxer. It's in every liver product, detox product that we have, so it's awesome. Also, I just, on that same note of town, I was watching the World Series last night, and all of a sudden this commercial comes on from Tylenol McNeil, and it is the most trusted analgesic by providers, anywhere, and it's got this mom holding this baby. I don't know if the baby's supposed to be like this loving embrace, or the baby's sick maybe, and they're kind of indicating it's good for comfort and pain and that thing, which it can be. But I just thought it funny. I don't think I've seen a commercial for Tylenol, and I can't remember the last time, because it's a generic medication that I'm surprised that Tylenol, the maker of it, that has the brand name, actually even does it anymore, because there's so many generic knockoffs of it that they, it can't really make much money off of
it. Well, it's interesting you said that. I don't watch TV. Haven't had one since 11 years now. I actually don't have time to watch it due to my busy life.
Sorry,
yeah, Clint's making some comment over there. Oh, is that just a real cough? It wasn't a sarcastic
weirdo
cough?
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, weirdo.
No.
Calling me a weirdo.
Yeah.
And I saw a commercial on TV at the gym as I was increasing my VO2 max and working out hard for something. It's the only over-the-counter pain reliever that I don't say I trust it, but I feel it's the least damaging. What is it? Well, one is, I'm not going to tell you the name at this second, but the reason I like it is because it's not a pill that will melt on the side of your gastric tissue and burn a hole, or which actually you bleed about a quarter teaspoon of blood with every aspirin or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory you take in most cases. And it also is alkaline. This one, almost every drug is acidic except this one drug. And it's the only thing I take when I have some aches, pains, or feeling like I need something. And it's the Alka-Seltzer that's been around since probably 1940 in wafers. And those wafers you put in warm water, it bubbles up, you drink it, and I swear that because you're absorbing it through the oral tissues of the mouth, the results are quicker if you have a headache. So it's the only over-the-counter that I recommend for Ed Jones. But go ahead. I took a little bit of your time, Kirk.
I prefer curcumin anyway.
Well, I'm prefer not having pain, and sometimes I can't get curcumin to do it instantly or in 30 minutes. So
that's where you go that's where you go to acute pain relief, where it's combined with black sesame seed oil and boswellia. You get the triple.
I love this guy.
Anyway, I was talking about the commercial. Yeah. So, I haven't seen the commercial. Well, that's enough of that, I guess, as far as Tylenol
It's interesting
goes.
How, I don't blame them. I mean, they're a business. They're going to try to create some compensation for the negative press. But go ahead.
All right. The other thing I wanted to bring up real quick was we had talked last time about Pure Insight, which is a program that Pure Encapsulation, which is a nutraceutical company, they have a whole program that we have access to that you can run your DNA analysis through. So if you have 23andMe or DNA Ancestry or something, people can send you that information, which, by the way, I'm going to be starting in January, maybe promoting that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And people who want to get that DNA information, or they already have it, and that's the ideal thing. If you've already got it and you've already paid for it, all you got to do is come see me. I'll run it through this program. We sit down and we go through and talk about it. And so I was going to say, I have done a few. I've gotten 4 people's information. I've yet to get yours. I don't know why.
I did. I didn't do 23andMe. Remember? I did Ancestral. What was it?
DNA. You just haven't taken the time to.
Oh, I haven't taken the time.
You haven't answered. You haven't read my email since you.
No, I didn't read your email. You. I ignore that email. Okay. I did.
So anyway,
like I do Clint's.
So just to give you a little indication of how this thing works, I wanted to do the first one. I did the first one completely free for a long-term customer. Mm-hmm. And
First off, 23andMe is not very expensive, is it?
I think most people get like $100? Christmas discounts, and they run discounts all the time.
And it's going to show tremendous amounts of genetic pieces of information at where we are, where your future may be in health, that allow you to make wiser decisions. And you're going to take this, plug it into a program, and come out with a whole lot of more information.
Right. Okay. And most people do it because they want to see what's their family look like, their heritage, who they related to, they may not have known of, or that kind of thing. But a lot of people don't realize you can take that same information and turn it into a health analysis, a supplement analysis. And just for instance, this particular customer that came in, she's complaining that she can't get any results from her doctors. She's at her wit's end, and she just wants something done. And I ran it through, and I said, did you know you had the MTHFR gene mutation? She said, I had no idea that I had that problem.
That's a big issue. About 60% of all people have MTHFR, and that is methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, and it has to do with a tremendous amount of influences on cardiovascular health, pregnancy, miscarriages, anxiety, depression, detoxifying the body. And it's not that difficult to manage. It's one of the great genes that we can actually influence through the use of nutritional supplementation.
Yeah. And the problem is that most of the people that have that gene mutation, they cannot process folic acid. So folic acid is jacking everything up. And so that's why you got to avoid folic acid. And of course, they fortify cereals with it. They fortify bread. And you got to stay away from all that stuff. Because like you said, it used to be a little bit under 50%. Now I think we're starting to see that it's more than 50% of people have this gene mutation. And if you get backed up on this, and all the problems you just mentioned probably are relating more back to being that they can't detox. And so when you can't detox,
bingo,
then you're getting all these other inflammatory problems. Your homocysteine levels are going up. And anyway, so that's that. Anyway, I won't go through all of her things, but, she's got choline problems, vitamin B6. Individuals with this genotype are most likely to have lower vitamin B6 levels. So she probably didn't realize that. And that's the next thing I'm actually going to talk. I should have used that as my segue. But B12, vitamin D, and she has a genotype where they're more likely to have increased vitamin D requirements.
And that's perfect for, like, the example I use is most of my 46 years, we did not have blood testing for vitamin D. Well, I'm guessing it started about probably 16, 17, 18 years ago. We finally got blood testing. Well, I figure I've got plenty. I'm taking a lot of supplements. I'm eating healthier than most people. I get my vitamin D test. It is in the tank, absolutely rock bottom, despite the fact of supplementation and healthy food. So what did I do? I started taking 2,000 units. I retested. It didn't go up. I took 5,000. It went up a little. I took 10,000. It went a little bit more. I took 50. I took 20,000. It finally started to budge. I guarantee you, my test shows that I'm a poor absorber of vitamin D. If I had known that 15 years ago, I would have been more aggressive about it because it was obvious my biochemistry was not utilizing vitamin D.
I think this is the way of the future here, and people come in and see what supplements they need more of, what supplements they need to be wary of. But like I said about the B6, that brings me to another one. I had a this is kind of my case study, just to bring in a few people that have come in to see me and what they've said to me. One was a lady today that came in, and she was talking about, well, first of all, I'll tell you in a minute that her kidney function has turned around due to a product we'll talk about. But she also was sitting there talking to me and telling me that, you know, should I switch over? Her doctor wrote a prescription for what basically equates to a prescription version of methylfolate, you know, and
which is a type of folic acid.
Three different B vitamins in there. And so I was asking her what she said. She was having neuropathy and she was on these B vitamins and stuff. And then it got, then everything was fine. Then all of a sudden it got a lot worse. Mm. Then I started inquiring, just to make a long story short, ended up determining she's taking mega doses of B6. So once you start getting past 25 milligrams, which is kind of an ideal maybe dose of it that you don't run any problems. Once you start getting up to 45, 50, and you do that day after day, month after month, especially when you take more than 100, then you're going to end up having a paradoxical effect. You're going to end up causing yourself to have neuropathy. And that's exactly what was going on with her. Mm. So I pretty much kind of diagnosed that today, even though I don't diagnose or treat.
You empowered her with this information.
I empowered
now,
her with this
now
information.
Methylfolate, I don't have the memory. Methylfolate has that B6 in it? Or do we know?
Did I say methylfolate? Pyridoxine.
Pyridoxine is straight B6.
Yes.
Yeah, so the doctor gave her
a prescription
with B6,
B12, and one of the other B's was in there. So anyway,
That will do it. That in the person who can't detox B6, it's the only nutrient that can cause neuropathy in the people who can't process it. And you found that.
Yeah. And so usually, just so people don't worry, your B vitamins are water soluble. Usually you get too much. Like you see these doses that are 12,768% of the recommended daily value. That most B vitamins, you're going to pee it out. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about it. When you see those really high doses of B12, for instance, you're just going to pee out the rest. Really, your body only absorbs about 70 micrograms, and some of these products are putting 5,000 micrograms in. You're just peeing it out. But anyway, the best way, if you're having true B12 deficiency, is to get a shot.
Yes.
If you're having a problem. Mm-hmm. Most people can get away, of course, with just taking B12 supplements, but anyway, that's the B6. I want everybody to know about the B6 possibility for neuropathy. The other thing I wanted to bring up, too, was that vitamin A is one of those vitamins, of course, that's critical for immunity. It's critical for zinc function. If they came out with vitamin A and just discovered it today, it shows it has a 17 to 32% lower risk of dying of any cause compared to people who have low levels of vitamin A, including lower death from stroke, heart, and respiratory diseases. So I wanted to bring up the positive first, but if you had any product that would come out that could show those kinds of numbers, I mean, that would be a blockbuster drug right there.
Would.
But yeah, this is just a vitamin that we want everybody to take and be, you know, supplemented with. But it's like B6, it's one of those ones, if you get too much beta carotene, which as you know, there's two forms, you can get your vitamin A from two sources, retinol and beta carotene. Beta carotene is more your plant based, and your retinol is more your animal based proteins from eggs, such that kind of thing. But anyway, the beta carotene in particular, which is least expensive to process, so it's sometimes you find it in more vitamins, is because it's cheaper to put in there. Well, when you take over 5,000 units of the day, it's been shown to have several studies have shown is you got an increased risk of lung cancer, in particular in people who have had exposure to asbestos or long-term smokers. Anybody else is probably not an increased risk, but you kind of combine those lung cancer, smokers, along with too much of this vitamin A. So it's kind of a public service announcement that when you're looking at your stuff, make sure that sort of the sweet dose or the sweet spot you want to be with retinol, which is probably a better form, and you don't have to worry as much about retinol causing that lung problem. And while speaking of lung, the lung bus is coming.
Yes.
November the 8th from 10 to 2. So if you're concerned about any lung issues, then come get your lungs checked out. And I think it's going to be quite crowded that day
because
I literally have sent every client over the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
I'm sending them there.
Same here.
So,
but go to events at Nutrition W if you want to sign up for the lung bus. And it certainly they do take walk-ins if possible. And the biggest thing I think is they give a great calcium score, which shows a lot of your plaque. I want to make sure that Clint knows.
And that's why I'm usually recommending it to people. I want to get that calcium score is a part of that.
Right. And on vitamin A, the regular fish oil type A, we don't want pregnant women to use that. So that's the other one. I love the fact that we don't always just talk about hurrah stuff on Vital Health Radio. You are telling two things that we're saying take less of through Nutrition World. That is something I really, really value that my staff does believe in. And I want Clint to know that vitamin A does not mean apple peels. Because Clint talks about eating apple peels. It's actually a vitamin A that's not from apple peels. Okay? Just want to clarify that for Clint Powell.
Thank you. So glad I contributed.
All right. So should I be wrapping up?
Yes. You got about 47 seconds.
Apple peel. Apple peel.
Well, all right. I don't know whether to just fly through it or do it next time.
You got 37 now.
All right. Well, I've got a lot of people that come in who have tinnitus, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And there's not a lot of good choices out there to treat, not a lot of good evidence of things to treat. Sometimes we do think this, so it may be a brain injury more than an ear injury, which means sometimes going to the brain, which anecdotally, I've been recommending Herbertonin, which is Herbertonin, which is a plant-based melatonin, 646% more effective than synthetic melatonin, very powerful antioxidant. I take it every night, not because I need help sleeping, but because I want those powerful antioxidant effects in the brain. So I take it, but why do people get tinnitus? Different reasons, age-related, noise exposure, earwax, medications such as NSAIDs, antibiotics, antidepressants, cancer drugs. So all these things can lead to it, but what can we do about it in the supplement world? Like, not a lot of good evidence, but maybe ginkgo biloba, zinc, magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin A, C, E, melatonin I just mentioned. And then, anyway, I've had people come back after I've recommended the Herbertonin, the melatonin, coming back saying it worked. So
bingo. And vitamin D also had a new study that just came out about 2 days ago on potential for that. Also, you are a wealth of information.
D is incredible.
Yeah.
Omega-3s, D, the magnesium, the 4-4. It's incredible.
And we go back to D. Again, we don't want too much. We got to find the sweet spot. We help you at Nutrition World find your sweet spot. Have you found your sweet spot, Clint?
I know it's not 47 seconds. I can tell you that.
All right. Well, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones and joined by my good friend and co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep this conversation going as we explore more ways to protect and strengthen your health. A couple little tidbits here, as Clint referred to. I got a whole pack of tidbits, but I could only get into small amounts due to the great guests that we had today. Lithium.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, we're. Lithium, I think we've all heard of lithium for bipolar, but there's a small, if you do small doses of lithium, it has great benefit to the brain. And lithium levels do drop in the brain of people with mild cognitive impairment and with Alzheimer's, and which just fuels memory loss, brain inflammation, and the buildup of toxic proteins. But low dose, which is 5 milligrams normally, has been shown to preserve memory, improve attention, and stabilize the mood without any of the medical issues that come from the high dose from bipolar. And a clinical trial found that lithium showed progression from early memory problems to Alzheimer's, lowering some of the key markers and improving daily functioning. I have off and on played with 5 milligrams. I can't say I directly feel it, but when you're on your game as much as I am, you just don't have much room for improvement.
What do you care?
What?
I'm
on top of the horse and on top of the game. Hey, tell people about your podcast.
Oh, you can find them all. I've got 13 or 14 of them now. You can find them all at the Nuga Podcast Network, and that is Nuga Podcast. Podcast is plural. NugaPodcast.com, political, crime for veterans, health, constitutional history, news, anything. If you faith, housing, if you like it, we've got a podcast for it. Thank you, sir.
You know, and the right podcast are teachers for us, and plenty are not going to be teaching. They're more just opinionated, but you do some very good teaching.
The only thing I will say about that, we got to go, but the only thing I'll say is I appreciate that, but really I think what makes me if I'm good at anything, it's just I get really good guests on. I let the teachers teach. I'm basically just provide the classroom.
But you also ask the right questions.
Yeah, it's my skill on here. I make fun of myself, but I get to ask questions as the person that doesn't know anything about the topic.
That's right.
Always being a beginner on every conversation means you're going to have good conversations.
But, you know, I learned so much more. I can learn so much more effectively when there's two people conversing in front of me than a person standing and lecturing to
me. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a format that many people resonate with. And a good podcaster like yourself pulls out information in pieces that I can digest.
Yeah.
And digesting it means that I'm going to keep it in my brain. It doesn't matter what I learn here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if it's gone by 5 p.m. in the afternoon, which is a majority of our information.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when I listen to your podcast, you it kind of is framed in ways that have an anchor, and it helps me to hold on to that.
Well, I appreciate that. And they're evergreen, so they're there. So if you want to go back and revisit, or if you want to go share, you can go do all that.
I want to give a lot of accolades and praise to the best manager that I've ever had at Nutrition World, Scott Goulart. He is just a prime example of someone that is a wonderful partner on the road to success. He's a visionary. He's got radar. I don't praise him enough, but he is a wonderful asset to Nutrition World from every start to finish, and he will be there for many, many, many years. And that wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of the 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending part of your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.